This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Brothers and sisters, a month of miraculous productivity and hard work in every field of life. This is precisely what the month of Ramadan was to those who came before us. And I want to share with you just some of those unforgettable examples of accomplishments in just one of those fields. Consider with me, brothers and sisters, the fact that the Battle of Badr, the most important armed encounter that Muslims ever experienced in their history against the pagan Arabs, took place in year 2 after the Hijrah in the month of what? In the month of Ramadan. The city of Mecca, after years of its oppression of Muslims, was finally conquered without war, according to the majority of the scholars of history, in year 8 after the Hijrah, in the month of what? In the month of Ramadan. The critical battle of Al-Buwayb, which was led by the Muslim hero Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha, where 8,000 Muslims defeated 100,000 Persian soldiers, took place in year 13 after the Hijrah, in the last week of which month? The month of Ramadan. Tariq ibn Ziyad led 12,000 Muslim soldiers to Andalusia in response to a cry of grief that they made, and they squared up against Roderick's forces of 100,000 Spaniards in a battle that would last a grueling 8 days and would mark the end of a tyranny and the beginning of a beautiful page in Islamic history in Spain that would last over 800 years. And this encounter, led by Tariq ibn Ziyad, happened in year 92 after the Hijrah, in which month? In the month of Ramadan. It was the efforts of Muhammad ibn Qasim that would establish Muslim presence in India in an encounter that took place in the year 94 after the Hijrah, in the month of what? In the month of Ramadan. The Battle of Ain Jalut, one of the most pivotal encounters in Islamic history, which was led by Saifuddin Qutuz against the seemingly unstoppable forces of the Tatars that were just sweeping through the Muslim lands for years on end in an almost completely unchallenged manner for 42 horrible years. Their massacres were well known, annihilating entire cities, not sparing elderly or children or even animals. It was considered an unimaginable task, but in the year 658 after the Hijrah, Qutuz would finally put an end to their terror in the month of what? Subhanallah al-Azim, in the month of Ramadan. This list is too long for the purpose of this clip. But now turn to yourself, bearing in mind your skill set, your personal circumstances in this day and age, the blessings of the month that you are witnessing, Ramadan. Ask yourself, how am I going to make my month of Ramadan one of productivity and hard work? What's my project for the hereafter that will start with Ramadan, and my work in this project that will end with my death? Allahu Akbar, brothers and sisters, do you have this urgency? Imagine with me the scenario of an employee who has been made redundant and he has only been given 1 month's notice. Such a person will not be seen resting at all during that month, because he's restlessly trying to find an alternative source of income before that month passes, particularly if he has a family that rely on him and rent that cannot be delayed, and debts that are overdue. This is how we behave when our worldly incomes are threatened, right? But similarly, there will come a time when your income of good deeds will also come to a halt. Death is our redundancy, and you and I have been put on notice as well. How do you feel about that? Do you feel the same level of urgency to identify, to find a stream of good deeds today that will continue flowing to you after your death? What's your project for tomorrow? What's the plan for the hereafter? There are so many Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, who now that they have died and are 6 feet under, they wish with all their heart that someone who is still alive would dig a well in their name, or build an orphanage in their name, or do anything to benefit them now that they are in the world of the underground. They can't do it themselves anymore. Don't be like this person who waits for other people to build his hereafter for him. Let us build our own. From this very Ramadan, start thinking about your strategy. And so from the very long list of dua that you make, when asking Allah for things, add this one. Say to Him, "Oh Allah, inspire me with the perfect Islamic project that I can dedicate my life to, one that will justify my tears for paradise on the Day of Judgment. Inspire it to me, oh Allah." In the lives of so many people, the ending of their lives also marks the ending of their good deeds. But for other people, subhanAllah, their dying does not limit them in any way whatsoever. Good deeds are still being gifted to them even when they have died. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim explains this in beautiful words. He says, "What a mighty and honorable rank it is, which is when a person who perhaps is busy with a worldly doing of some sort, or maybe he has even died and has decomposed within his grave, but nevertheless, his scrolls of good deeds are continually being added to, as actions of goodness are gifted to him from places where he least expects." Yeah, this is by Allah, he says, the true meaning of honor and gains, and in this that the competitors compete. Don't allow death to meet you without a clearly identifiable strategy for your hereafter. Please start planning from your very next dua. And if you're unsure about where to start, phone a friend. Share with them your vision. Tell them what you intend to do. And find your project together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire you with your Islamic project.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.